My name's Travis Hammond, and as many of you know, I'm a graduating senior from the class of 2018. Most of my life at this point has been spent looking forward. Where will I go? Who will I be? You know, a real Gone with the Wind type of thing. But as any good driver may know, you have to look back every once in a while. Here at the end of my high school career, I'm granted a small moment of reflection, a time to really sit down and think of where I came from and how I got here. See, oftentimes knowing where you come from is everything. I remember back to when I was a young Cub Scout. Our pack would go on a camp out at the end of every month. We went everywhere from Miaconda to Camp Lakota, even Nights Under the Stars in Toledo's own Mud Hens Field. And who would be right along with me other than my dad? For those of you who don't know, I lost my father 5 months ago. I would not be who I am today were it not for him. He taught me everything, from fishing to tent setup to basic discipline. I know all of these things from him. Now, almost a decade has passed, and I know the reasoning behind why he instilled in me these specific techniques. He wanted me to be prepared for a world I had no idea about, adult life. Through fishing, he taught me that things will always pay off if only you have a little patience. Through tent setups and other chores, I learned to stick with a task until it's complete. Then I can reap the rewards afterwards. And finally, through discipline, my father gave me the grit I needed to succeed anywhere. These skills I was taught throughout my past helped me take change head on, to fight the good fight, and to finish the race. This practical know-how helped me through the zoo that was high school and gave me the skills that set me up for success, something that not many other students had. And here, at graduation, I've been given a small moment to reflect on all the steps it took to get here. I know I couldn't have been half as successful without God and Epworth's own student ministries. Sure, I had aptitude, but what I didn't have was somewhere where it could be applied. SWAT gave me the perfect opportunity to bring out my best through service to others. From Chicago to Nashville and many other stops in between, I could test my tenacity and refine my talents while doing the things I love, helping other people. We did everything, from flood bucket assembly to disaster relief in Missouri. I even remember every year where we would go to Chicago and make these little mint bags that we would give for prisoners to show that God's love spreads even to them. This would be the only gift they receive on Christmas Day. Each of these projects taught me a little more about the purpose of service and shaped me into the individual I am today. Eventually, time would come where I would need to show one final test of faith. Along the rugged trail of scouting, one final trial was needed before I reached the end, my Eagle Scout project. So, what did I do when it was time to face this test? I looked back at my past and did the things I knew to do. I looked back to my SWAT career. I knew a wealth of service projects that I could choose from, which my prior scouting career would enable me to complete to the best of my ability. I decided to do something familiar, and given the recent disasters in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, I finally decided to create 100 flood relief buckets to help those people clean up the destruction. After a whole month of unrelenting labor, I completed my project with not 100 buckets, but 135 buckets, totaling it over $10,000 to help aid in their relief. Here's where I truly understood the virtues instilled in me by my past. My patience and dedication had finally paid off. I'm an Eagle Scout, and now I get to reap my rewards. And here, standing on the precipice of change, I'm learning how to pay it all forward. My skills are taking me a whole new step forward. I have the opportunity to go to college, and my abilities, I will use them to truly illuminate my future. Through our past, we've acquired skills and abilities that make this world far better than how we found it. Go light our world, Epworth.